This year should be a special schus for Omer Arani Maraz Shichlu Nishas Maraz Esther Maraz Reb Shmuel. It says in the Torah, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud, Pasuk Yud, Ve'omer Elhem Yichen Hashem Yimachem Kasher Ashalach Etzchem Estapchem Ruki Ra Neged Pneichem. So Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go with everybody, Bivaneinu, Bivnoseinu, Bivitzaneinu, Bivkareinu, with the animals, with the children, the young, with the old, and Paras is back to him, no. Hashem will be with you if I let you go with your little ones. See that evil is clearly before your faces. And then he goes on, and he says in the next pasuk, Lo kein, it's not true. L'chuna gvarim. Just the men go. I don't want to let the children go. Yosatam evakshim. And then they were kicked out. So, Rashi on this pasuk says, Ruki ra neged pneichem. What does it mean, Ruki ra neged pneichem? Rashi says, Kit targumo. What does the targum say? The targum says, Ve'amar lahon yehechein meimrat Hashem b'sa'adchon kada shalach yaschon v'yas taflachon chazo arei bisha atun sviri l'me'avad les kavil apechol nistachara, which means, and he said to them, so be the word of Hashem in your help when I send you away, and your little ones beware, for the evil you are thinking to do will be turned against your faces. Omedrash Agada, so that's Pashupshat. Ruki ra neged pneichem, there's going to be evil that's going to go back against your face. What does it mean, Ruki ra neged pneichem? Rashi writes, Omedrash Agada shemati kochav echad sheyesh shemo ra. There's a certain star that's called Ra. Amalem paruani bitstagnino shili otsa kochav ole kwaschal mibar. See, that star is coming towards you in the midbar. It's a simon of blood, of death. When the Jewish people sinned with the eagle, God wanted to kill them. Moshe said, in other words, the Mitzrayim are going to say, this is the evil that God planned to do. We were right. We said bad stuff is going to happen. Attack of bad stuff happened. And therefore, miyad vayinachem Hashem ala ra. So Hashem didn't want to do the evil. This star that was coming towards them in the desert, that means bloodshed. And God transformed the blood into the blood of Mila that Joshua circumcised them. This is the meaning of what it says in Yoshua, this day I have rolled from off you the reproach of the Egyptians. For they said to you, what did it say? Yomrim lachem, dam, Anu roim aleichem b'midbar. We see blood on you in the desert. So instead of it being the blood of them being killed, instead it was the blood of Dam Mila. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel Rashi zal. In Yehoshua, there in that pasuk, Yom Galosi Yischeber Tzmitzrayim Me'alechem, Rashi writes, Kocha Bechad Yesh Yishmo Rav, Siman Shel Dam. There's one star whose name is Ra, and it's a sign of blood. V'Shamar Moshe B'Midbar, and that's what Moshe said in the desert, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Le'mor, Bira'a Hotziyam, Ve'Nam Yodim Shu Dam Mila, V'Shamalu B'nei B'me Yehoshua V'Osu Adam, Husra Cherpa. So Rashi writes, there's one star called Ra, it's a sign of blood, and that's what Moshe says, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim, why should the Egyptians say, Baro, Tzem, he took them out with Ra, with blood. And Veheneinam Yodim, and they don't know that this is the Dam of Mila. And when they circumcised in the time of Yehoshua, And that blood came, Husra Kherpa, now it's no longer a disgrace. Because now we see that this blood that's coming towards them, this star that represents blood, is the blood of the Bris Milah of Yahushua. Because the Erev Rav that was among them, Hayumonim Lam, they used to start up with them. The Erev Rav would say, look at you guys, you're going towards Ra. There's supposed to be bloodshed here, but it turns out the bloodshed was the dam of Bris Milah. Ad Kan, Medivrei Rashi be Yahushua. So the Chora asks, Marina Rabbeinu Agon Agotar Rodeo Yitzchak Man Zatzal. We're basing ourselves on his Mahalach. It's hard to understand. Shari Lon is Schatcha Hamila Etzlam Bamidbar. Mila is not a new thing in the Midbar. That we should say that they had a chiyuv dam and the chet ha'egel, and now Hashem transformed this to the dam mila. Mila and dam mila they already had before, like Rashi writes later on, chapter 12, verse 6, Shemalu kol Yisrael lefnei asiyas Pesach b'Mitzrayim, that all the Jewish people circumcised before they did the Korban Pesach, and that's what it says in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse 8. The Rashi brings b'damayi chayi. This is Mukhruch and the Sugi increases 9a and in Rashi Dibur Maschul Kola Am. And in Rashi Yavamis 46a Dibur Maschul Babasainu and the Ramban and Yavamis and Tosis and Yavamis on 71b Dibur Maschul Maivod. So it's clear that the Jewish people already had Bris Mila and Mitzrayim. So what was Mischadesh in this star Klape Mila when they already had Mila beforehand? In other words, this star is telling us something new. But Bris Mila, they already had. So what's the chiddush now? Oh, the star is telling us about Bris Milah. Bris Milah already exists. There's nothing new about this star. And what does it mean when Rashi writes that because of this star, of blood, they have Dam Milah. They don't have Dam Milah because of the star of blood. They have Dam Mila because in Mitzrayim already they had Dam Mila. It's an Altazach. Not only that, Rashi writes that this star came to them in the desert. And the Mila of Yahushua was in the land of Israel, wasn't in the desert. So you want to say that, oh, it was Miskayim with Yahushua. But Yahushua was already when they were in Eretz Israel. That's when they had the Dam Mila. So Ma Pitom, this star is telling them about blood in the desert. The star is coming to them in the desert, and the Dam Mila is in Eretz Yisrael. And the very fact that this star that's called Ra is coming towards them, Mila's bad? Mila's very, very good. We like Mila. We're pro-Mila. So we can explain as follows, says Marain of Rabbeinu Zetzal, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, page 71b. Amar Rabbeinu Rav Yitzchak, Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, lo nitna priya lavram avinu. Amar Avinu didn't get the priya. We know that there's two stages to Bris Mila. There's the cutting off of the foreskin, and then there's the peeling aside of the skin that remains. That's called priya, to reveal the atara, which interestingly enough is translated into English as the corona. We call it the crown, but the corona, they're translating it to the corona. You see, that's Priya's corona. Anyway, maybe that's the schus. You beat the corona with corona. Anyway, so it says that London Priya Lavra Mavinu Shinamar Baisi Amar Hashem Ayoshua Selcha Chorbet Surim Shuv Malas Bnei Israel Shani Zimkin. My Shuv, says the Gemara. I'm skipping a little bit. Elavla Priya Ayn Shem the Gemara. So the Gemara learns from a diuk in the Pasuk that the Priya was given to Joshua, but it was not given to Abraham. Now we learn in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat on page 137b, Mal v'lo paras ha-mila ki'u lo mal, that if we did Mila but we didn't do Priya, it's like we didn't do Mila. You have to do both Mila and Priya. Tell your mail that before the bris. In the Yamshel Shlomo in the 8th parak of Yevamos in Simon Gimel he writes, what does it mean Mal v'lo para ki'u lo mal? Lo mal, you didn't even do a half a mitzvah. And thus mind, that means that if you do this on Shabbos, you do Mila without Priya, person's chayv chattis, he did a big avera. Can't say, oh, he did a half a mitzvah, it's nishkin mitzvah. You have to do Mila and Priya. Look at that Yamshel Shlomo, and also look at what it says in the wonderful Sefer Divrei Mordechai of the Gaon of Mordechai Manzatzal, and the Kedushin and Simon Chaf. So it emerges according to this that after the Chiddush of Priya, that was Mischadesh only by Yehoshua, now the din of Mila itself has been changed. And this is a different Bris Mila. Until now it was without Priya, and now it's with Priya. So that's what the Kochav is telling them. The Kochav is telling them this Inyan Chadash of Bris Mila, meaning now the mitzvah has been transformed. Until now, you could do Bris Mila without Priya. But now Bris Mila without Priya is not called Bris Mila. Call it whatever you want. Call it Radni. Call it Bill. Call it whatever. Don't call it Bris Mila, though, because Bris Mila needs Priya. So according to this, it would appear the reason Priya was not given to Abraham and it was given only afterwards is as follows, that the Indian of Priya is Gilui HaMila, like Rashi says in Masechet Shabbos Ayin Sham, it's revealing, exposing the Mila. So that's why you peel the skin aside. So it would appear that this corresponds to what happened in the sin of the golden calf in Parshas Kisisa in chapter 32. Verse 25, Vayar Moshe Hashem ki paruahu, ki paro Aaron l'shimtza bekamehem. What does it mean? Parua. Parua is megula. Megula means exposed, revealed. Nizgala shimtza v'klono. There's this exposure of their kalon, of their embarrassment, of their disgrace. There was a revelation of the disgrace of the Jewish people. And it emerges that in the Chet HaEgel was a revelation of their lack of kesher and their detachment from Hashem. And on this comes the tikkun of the Bris Mila. And on this comes the tikkun of the Gilui HaMila, which is the Bris with Hashem, that this revealing, this Gilui, will be Mesir, will remove the Gilui of their lack of kesher, God forbid, that they have with Hashem that was exposed in the Chet HaEgel. So now the Chet HaEgel was exposed that they're not connected. And this, Mila, we know Mila is the mitzvah. Mila means, is a bris. Bris is hiskashrus, the Rishonim tell us. So this means that we are connected. So it emerges according to this, that Klapei Chet HaEgel, Haya HaKochav Shel Ra, like Rashi says, that's klape, that relates to the fact that Hashem wanted to kill the Jews because of the sin of the golden calf. V'zeh haya hakiyum shel hara, shera paro. And that was what Paro saw. Paro saw well. Ru ki ra'a neged p'neichem. There is even going to be evil coming towards you. What's this evil? This evil is the death that you're supposed to experience because of the sin of the golden calf. And that was transformed by Hashem into the Dam of the Mila, and that's the Gilui of the Mila, that's going to be the Tikkun. The revelation, the exposing of the Bris Mila by peeling aside the skin, that is the Tikkun of the Gilui of the Chet HaEgel of Vayar Moshe Hashem ki paruahu, ki paro Aaron l'shem tzivakamehem, of that exposing their lack of kesher. Now they have a kesher. So you see the connection now. Mila relates to this star just like Chet HaEgel relates to this star. Because Chet HaEgel is the Ra, that's the evil. And now there's a new inyan of Bris Mila, of Priya, which is a Gilui, which is a positive Gilui, that is supposed to combat the negative Gilui of the Ra of the Chet HaEgel. And we asked, what do you mean? What do you mean? This only happened in Eretz Yisrael, and the star was coming towards them in the Midbar. So we got our chronology here mixed up. What do you mean it's coming to you in the Midbar? It's coming to you only in Eretz Yisrael. So based on what we explained, what it means is that it really starts in the Midbar, because in the Midbar is where the Chiyuv of Dam starts, and the Midbar is when they're supposed to die because of the Chet HaEgel. But Lemaisa, since the Jewish people didn't circumcise in the Midbar, like we see in the Gemara and Yevamos over there in Dafayin Aleph, so Memela there was no place for Priya. But the Kochav and the Chiyuv, the star and the obligation that was already encapsulated in this star started in the Midbar, because in the Midbar was the Cheda Egel, and that was afterwards transformed. The blood of the Egel was transformed to the blood of the of Bris Milah, meaning the pre-aspect of the Bris Milah. So really it did start in the Midbar. So you're right, before they only did an Eretz Yisrael, but the Chiv already started in the Midbar. Now in Tosis and Yevamis, the Fain Aleph, the Vermaschal Maitaima, they write that even though in the Bavli it's Mashma that they didn't do circumcision at all in the Midbar, in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Choftes, we see that they did, Bnei Yisrael did do Bris Milah in the Midbar. They just didn't do Priya. And Tosis adds, from Megillah Starim de Rabbeinu Nisim, it's also a Mashma there, that they did Milah, but they didn't do Priya. Because he writes there that all 40 years that the Jewish people were in the desert, Lo Yuparim, they didn't do Priya. Why? But Inu Haderech, because of the toil of the road. It's difficult to do Priya, so they just did Bris Milah. So it's Mashma that they did Bris Milah, just didn't do Priya. Now, we have this reason in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, also that they didn't do Priya because of Inu Haderech. However, that reason is not given out to Priya. That reason is given out to why did they do Bris Milah at all. According to the Man D'Amar, they didn't do Bris Milah at all. But L'chora, the Man D'Amar D'Malu V'Lo Paru, according to the Man D'Amar, that they did Bris Milah but they didn't do Priya, you don't need a reason. Why do you need a reason that they did Milah and they didn't do Priya? Right? Tosis brings from Megillah Star and Ravenu Nisim that they did Milah and they didn't do Priya. Why? Because they didn't do Priya because of Inui Haderech. Why do you need a reason why they didn't do Priya? And we see in the Sugya they weren't commanded on Priya. Only Yehoshua was commanded on Priya. So if you're going to give me the reason like Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer does that they didn't do Milah in the Midbar because of Inui Haderech. So I get it. They were commanded on Milah, they didn't do it because of Inui Haderech. But why does Tosis need to bring in the name of Nissen a reason why they didn't do Priya? Priya they weren't commanded to do. So what do you need reasons for? So the answer is, like we said, that the Yesod HaChiyuv of Priya already exists in the Midbar. Because the Cheda Egel is in the Midbar. Since the Cheda Egel is in the Midbar and the counter to Cheda Egel is Priya, so in theory there's also Priya in the Midbar. So the explicit command only came afterwards. But the Inyan of Priya you already have in the Midbar because you need to counter the and combat the Cheda Egel. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Nissim has to give us a reason why they didn't do Priya. Because already in the Midbar, Priya is Shaykh. And with this, we can also answer the Kasha, the No, to be Huda, Narachim, and Simon Chof Beis. Okay, there's a lot more to say on this. We're going to close now, and Amir Tashem, I hope that we're Zocha to continue, and we will see more Neflos, Mitaras Hashem. But in the meantime, we already saw in a flow, so that's very, very gratifying. We should be zochem mitzvah Hashem. Lil modu lamed l'shmor v'lasu l'kaim z'kol v'yisam v'torah z'vihava main v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.